Good morning, I'm Marcia Brown, and I'm the hearings examiner appointed today. And I will open the pre-hearing conference in docket DE 14155. The commission has entitled this joint petition for transfer of ownership. This docket was commenced on June 6, 2014. And if I mispronounce this, is it Iberdrola or Iberdrola? Attorney Taylor, if you could.
It's Iberdrola.
Iberdrola,
yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Iberdrola USA Enterprises, Inc., New Hampshire Gas Corporation, and Liberty Utilities Corporation, who owns Energy North Natural Gas, filed for approval to transfer all of the stock, New Hampshire Gas Corporation, from Iberdrola to Energy North. This is a cash transaction, so there is no financing approval associated with this request. Energy North, in the immediate future, expects to maintain the same franchise area, same employees, and same rates. The commission issued a order of notice on June 13, 2014, setting today as the pre-hearing conference. I saw it from the record that the Office of Consumer Advocate filed its notice that it'll be participating pursuant to RSA 363:28. I noticed, Attorney Taylor, that you had filed the affidavit of publication.
Yep.
Prior to the date that, or documenting that the affidavit or that the notices were published in the newspaper prior to the date the commission set in its pre-hearing, in its order of notice. I also saw in the record that there was a motion for protective treatment and confidential treatment that has not been ruled on by the commission yet. Is that correct?
That's correct.
That being the case, I didn't see any objections to the motion on the record. So when we go around for statements of the parties, I'd like to have you all put whatever the position is on the motion. Attorney Taylor, the arguments are in the record already, so I don't expect you to reiterate those in support of the motion. The commission received a petition to intervene from Hot Zero on June 24th, 2014, which was a deadline for filing any petitions to intervene. I didn't see any objections to that intervention request in the record, so I'd like to get that on the record today from the parties. And is there anyone here today wanting to file for late intervention? I see no one. So if we could start with appearances, please.
Patrick Taylor from the law firm McLean, Graff, Rollerson, and Middleton, representing Iberdrola USA Enterprises Incorporated. Here with me today are Thorne Dickinson and Ignacio Estella from Iberdrola.
Good morning, Sarah Knowlton here today for Liberty Utilities Energy North Natural Gas Corp., which does business as Liberty Utilities. And with me today from the company, Stephen Hall and Stephen Mullen.
Good morning, Rory Hollenberg and Stephen Edward here for the Office of Consumer Advocate.
Good morning, Michael Chisanas for Hot Zero.
Good morning, Michael Sheehan for staff. With me is Steve Frank, Assistant Director of the Gas Division, and Elizabeth Hickwell, Utility Analyst.
Thank you. And if we could move on to statements of positions. Let's start with Mr. Taylor, Attorney Taylor.
Thank you. This is a simple, straightforward acquisition of a relatively small system to an established and capable local utility company. From a day-to-day operational perspective, there isn't going to be a change. New Hampshire Gas Corporation is run by local employees, and those employees are going to remain employees of Liberty through and after the closing. To the extent that there are services provided by Iberdrola to New Hampshire Gas Corporation, those are services that are going to be now provided by Energy North and provided largely on a more localized basis. There are no transition services in this case, and there are none needed. That's going to ensure a smooth continuation of operations throughout and after the transaction, as well as a consistent quality of service to the customers in the Keene area. That doesn't mean that Iberdrola is going to be unavailable after the transaction. For example, under the stock purchase agreement, Iberdrola has agreed to be available and provide personnel, as certain personnel as necessary, on a no-cost basis to consult on certain issues such as operations, finance, energy procurement, and a host of others. We believe that this transaction easily meets the public interest standard and presents real benefits to customers. I'm sure you're going to hear more from that from Liberty as they discuss their witnesses' testimony, but just to give a high-level sense of that, you're going to see more localized management, operational support, and expertise on hand for New Hampshire Gas Corporation. There's also availability of increased local storage capacity, which has the potential to bring down gas costs for the Keene customers, and also is going to improve the ability of New Hampshire Gas Corporation or that system to meet storage requirements of the commission. We also believe that there is a significant benefit to customers in the avoided cost that has been paid to secure the future use of the Keene Propane facility owned by Keene Propane Corporation in Keene for the next 12 years. There was litigation between New Hampshire Gas Corporation and Keene Propane Corporation, and in settlement of that litigation, or in connection with the settlement of that litigation, a sum of money was paid to Keene Propane Corporation to secure the use of their facility in Keene for the next 12 years. We believe that is a cost of supplying gas to customers, and normally that is a cost that would be included on the books of New Hampshire Gas Corporation and recovered through rates. As Mr. Dickinson has stated in his testimony, that would likely result in an increase of approximately 3.1 to 3.4% for residential heating and commercial customers in the area. That cost is not currently on the books of New Hampshire Gas Corporation as an expense or a regulatory asset, and it's not going to be pushed down to the books in advance of the closing. In the absence of this transaction, however, New Hampshire Gas Corporation would be seeking recovery of that cost. So, in sum, this is a small, straightforward transaction. It's a relatively small system, and we think it's important to move forward quickly and expeditiously so customers can receive the benefits that we've discussed, and I'm sure Liberty will discuss as well. To that end, we look forward to collaborating with staff and the other parties on the discovery process. With respect to the motion for confidential treatment, our position is on the record to the extent that the hearing officer would like to hear argument on that. After hearing the other positions, I'd be very happy to present our argument. With respect to the intervention of Hot Zero, Iberdrola takes no position on that. I will note that the grounds for which Hot Zero is seeking to intervene here, which have to do with the rate plan proposed by Liberty, is not actually something that is part of the relief sought in this case.
Question for you.
Mm-hmm.
The motion for confidential treatment, the pages that you're seeking protected are two pages within the settlement agreement that was attached as Exhibit B to the stock purchase agreement, is that correct?
That's correct. So,
and then one page in Gordon Dickinson's testimony?
Correct. And it's a very small amount of information, as you'll see when you look at those pages.
Yeah. Is there any concern with Hot Zero's, if they are granted full party status, they would have access to confidential information? Is there, do you have any position on what this is protected? Hot Zero appears to be a competitor, or would be competing for similar the same customers.
I would expect that to the extent that there is confidential treatment granted to this information, to the extent that any party in this case has access to it, those parties are going to be subject to the same requirements that anybody being granted access to this information would have. If that wouldn't be the case, I would certainly want to enter into some sort of agreement with Mr. Jusanis before allowing him to see that information. But, you know, otherwise I would expect that this is something that should remain confidential.
The reason why I ask that is I know that in the Fairpoint acquisition, there were numerous layers of access to confidential information. And I didn't know whether I should include in my report that the parties think they're going to go down that path of having limited access or not. That doesn't sound like...
Well, you know, actually, before I just sort of take a final position on that, may I just take a moment and discuss that with my client? It's not something that I had actually thought about before mm-hmm. we came in. We just saw the application for intervention, you know, 2 days ago, and so I hadn't actually discussed that with my client. I'm sure I could get an answer on that relatively quickly if you're willing to just grant me a moment.
Well, the other option is to just there's going to be a procedural schedule that's going to be filed with the commission, and you could simply at that point indicate to the commission, you know, in paper form what the position is, what that's been worked out with the confidentiality and access.
I'll speak to my client and I'll speak to Mr. Jusanis. I'm sure that this is something that we can work out.
Okay. Yes, sir. Do you want to come out of order?
I'm just going to add to make it simple. I have no need to have access to that information.
I think
Thank you. Is that it, Mr. Taylor?
That's it. Thank you.
Thank you, and Attorney Knowlton.
Thank you. Energy North is New Hampshire's largest provider of retail gas, serving approximately 86,000 customers in 30 communities throughout the state. The company is pleased to be here today to seek the commission's authorization to obtain, to transfer the stock of New Hampshire Gas to Energy North and to take over the operations of the New Hampshire Gas system in Keene and to add Keene to its franchise territory. As Mr. Taylor indicated, this is a very simple transaction. It's a transfer of stock for cash. The continued operation of the business will continue as it is now with very few modifications, and there are no transition services. From Energy North's perspective, the proposed transaction meets the legal standard of no net harm. However, it is also a case where there are benefits that are tangible, and Mr. Taylor has indicated some of those benefits. I think an important one being Energy North's ability to provide substantial resources to assist in meeting the 7-day storage requirement, which is something that has been difficult for New Hampshire Gas to meet. In addition, Energy North is a New Hampshire-based company that is within close geographic proximity to the Keene system and would be able to provide other resources to the Keene system if necessary. And some of those are detailed in Mr. Saad's testimony, such as dispatch and control, which is located in Energy North's Londonderry headquarters, pressure regulator and instrumentation expertise, GIS mapping expertise, corrosion control engineering, and a dedicated internal training department. We think these are all resources that will be beneficial to the customers of New Hampshire Gas once they are they become part of the Energy North system. So with that, I will keep my comments brief and just indicate that the company looks forward to working out a procedural schedule with the parties in the tech session. And I can address Mr. The Hot Zero intervention and Mr. Jusanis' position, though I think it would be helpful if I could hear from him first what his position is on the petition intervention. We have had some discussions with him, and so I don't want to you know, speak until he's had the opportunity to state his position. So if I may, I'd like to reserve the right to respond after he's presented his position on the petition.
Sure.
Thank you.
Attorney Hollander?
Thank you. With regard to the motion for protective order, if my understanding is that the settlement terms that the company is seeking to keep from disclosure to the public are confidential at the Superior Court, then I have no objection to them being confidential for purposes of this case, provided that the Office of Consumer Advocate has access to the information and will keep it confidential under RSA 91A. I would also like to hear from the representative for Hot Zero before responding to the motion to intervene, if fees. And with respect to our position at this point in time, it's very early in the case, but our focus will be on whether the deal meets the public good standard in the law, which the commission has interpreted as a no net harm standard. And an important part of our inquiry will be the rate impact of the acquisition on existing Liberty natural gas customers. Thanks.
Thank you. Mr. Jasanis?
Thank you.
Did I pronounce your name correctly?
You did. Thank you very much. First, I would say, for the reasons cited by Attorney Taylor and Attorney Knowlton, we do think that there are substantial benefits from this transaction. It is a simple transaction, and in the end, but for one issue, it should be quickly approved. The issue for us is that while the Liberty has not put forward a rate plan for approval, they have put forward an indication of the rate plan they would have coming forward, and they must be doing so because they feel that's part of the public interest standard that they need to make. That rate plan does have issues for that Hot Zero would want to address during the proceeding if it is to be part of the consideration for why the commission should approve the transaction.
Thank you. Attorney Sheen?
Thank you. First, on the motion to intervene, we do not think the intervener meets the mandatory requirements for intervention, but does qualify under the permissive standard. We have no objection to the intervention request, in effect, as a competitor with the interest that we just described. Second, on the motion for protective treatment, we do not object. Third, on the substance of the petition, staff's position has yet to be developed. Obviously, it's early in the case. As a preliminary matter, though, staff believes the petition falls short of demonstrating on its face that the proposed acquisition will not have an adverse impact on rates, terms, service, or operation of the New Hampshire utilities involved in the transaction. One particular concern is a rate implication on Liberty's existing customers, as Liberty contemplates implementing a rate plan for New Hampshire gas customers immediately lowers their rates and provides for the recovery of the lost revenues from Liberty's customers with interest at a future date. The proposed rate plan, while advantageous for New Hampshire gas customers, would appear to adversely affect Liberty's customers. That being said, staff intends to work thoroughly review the issues raised by the petition, or work with the joint petitioners and intervener to in a technical session to develop the proceeding schedule.
And we just revisit the intervention issue. Mr. Taylor, do you have any other comments with respect to Hot Zero's intervention request?
I'll defer to Attorney Knowlton before I give my position.
Okay, Attorney Knowlton.
Thank you. As indicated in Mr. Hall's testimony, upon the closing of this transaction, all of the former customers of New Hampshire Gas will become customers of Energy North, but they will continue to be billed at New Hampshire Gas's currently effective rates, including the cost of gas rate. So there will be no rate change as a result of the approval of this transaction. Mr. Hall's testimony merely indicates that after the closing, that the company will be seeking some change in rates for New Hampshire Gas customers. That change would not take effect until after the closing. It's not going to be proposed in this docket. It has not, and it will not be. As his testimony indicates, it will be proposed at a future date, and would not, the actual change would not take effect until post-closing. So there'll be plenty of opportunity for Hot Zero to explore any concerns it has about that rate plan that will be proposed in a separate docket at a later date. So with that in mind, because the Hot Zero intervention is premised on a concern about the rate plan, it doesn't seem necessary for Hot Zero to intervene in this docket. The concerns can be addressed at a later date when that rate plan in another docket, when that rate plan is proposed and under consideration by the commission.
Thank you. Attorney Hollenberg?
Thanks. I have no objection to the petition.
Attorney Sheehan, do you have any follow-up on the intervention issue?
No, ma'am. Thank you.
I believe I just make a recommendation or a report of the arguments and that the commission makes the determination on the intervention. So I will be summarizing what you said today in my report.
Attorney, if I may, having heard Attorney Olten's comments, may I just follow up on what I had said earlier before we close that issue?
Sure.
Which is just in, I don't want to reiterate what Attorney Olten said, but just based upon what she said, the rate plan or consideration of the rate plan need not be part of the commission's evaluation of the public interest standard because it's something that's going to be evaluated at a later time after the close of this docket.
Mr. DeSantis, because you bear the burden, I'd like to give you the last word on your intervention request.
I agree that the rate plan need not, but the rate plan has been introduced for some purpose into the proceeding, and so if it's going to be given some weight in the determination of the public interest, and that might have an effect on the later proceeding, then we need to talk about those issues today. So that's the reason we have intervened. We agree this need not be part of this proceeding. It hasn't been in other transactions part of proceedings, and so but it is has been introduced here, and so it's introduced and we feel the need to participate given it's been introduced.
Okay, thank you. Attorney Officer Brown, if I may, if the commission were inclined to grant the intervention, I would ask that it be limited to only the issue of the rate plan. Again, which has not been proposed in this docket, but if Hot Zero were allowed to intervene, I would ask that the intervention be limited to that one issue.
And Mr. DeSantis, that sounds like what you're asking for, is that you're only interested in that rate issue, is that correct?
It is. There is one related issue that I mentioned in my pleading, and that is that after the companies are merged, there needs to be an ability to have books and records where if the commission determined that separate cost-based rates need to be established for Keene, they'd have the ability to do that and not have that ability lost because somehow the records of the company were now blended together in a way that made it impossible to separate. So there's one accounting books and records issue related to the rates, but otherwise we have no intention of participating in the other issues. We support the rest of the company, the petitioner's reasons that this transaction should go forward.
Mm. Understood. Thank you. That concludes the statement of the positions. Thank you for your arguments on the motion and the intervention. Is there anything further to raise today? And it sounds like in the tech session, you're going to come up with a proposed procedural schedule and file that. Great. So I will report that to the commissioners as well. And so I guess thank you. We'll close this plea hearing. Thank you.
Thank you.